Hey, ambitious mama. Welcome to Becoming with Lauren Ricks. I'm so excited and so honored you are here. This podcast is for you if you are an on-the-go mompreneur looking for a different way of doing life and business, a more God-centered way that feels aligned with how you want to show up in this season of life you are in right now. Because I see you, mama, hustling around the clock, burnt out, and missing out on all the moments that you thought you would see because you can't let go of the hustle. There is a different way. And in this podcast, we will cover conversations about God and your faith, being an entrepreneur, all things mother, and out of the box thinking. I cannot wait to take you on this journey with me. Welcome back, my friend, to Becoming with me, your host, Lauren Ricks. And today we are going to just jump right in. We're going to jump right into today's topic because this is something I'm literally living as we speak, as we go through this move, is prioritizing me, even though we're going through huge changes. And as you may have known, if you've been here and you heard my story and you've been following me for a while, I have been a health and fitness coach and in the online industry, mentoring and coaching women for over a decade. And this is one of the things I have constantly seen my clients and the women I've mentored on my team come up against when some kind of huge life change happens, whether it's a move or schooling or a new job or pregnancy or having a baby or a loss of someone they love or renovating, like literally any type of big life change. I have seen this happen time and time again where women end up putting themselves on the back burner through this transition, right? And I can look at my last 10 years, and even my last 5.5 years of being a mom, and this was something that I can proudly say I never really put on the back burner. Now, it looked different. It looked different in every season, right? And like I talked about last week with the daily needs and your daily non-negotiables and your daily standards, those look different in every season of your life. So prioritizing yourself through big changes, through life events, like a move, for example, like what we're going through, is going to look different than maybe prioritizing yourself through the loss of someone close to you, right? But I feel like the important piece is to remember to not put yourself on the back burner while you go through the transition, through the event, through the loss, through the move, right? And it's really tapping into asking yourself what you need in that moment. And I talked so much about that in last week's episode. So if you did not listen to it, please go back and listen to that one. But today we're going to talk about just what I am doing. And how I'm making sure that like I am still prioritizing me through this move, because it's about to get chaotic, right? It's about to get crazy. Our house is being packed up. We're going to be spending a couple weeks in Minnesota, so I will not be in my own space for a couple weeks. I will be without all of my things for a couple weeks. And then we're going to be moving into our new place, which will be in boxes and having to get settled in there. And me prioritizing myself is going to look different in all three of those stages, right? While I'm home packing up our house, I still have the quote unquote luxury of working out while I'm home. I still have the ability to be intentional with my morning routine and be intentional with, you know, when my husband's home, asking for that time away for myself to refill, right? After we put the kids to bed, to have that time to refill and relax, right? That's still the same, right? When we are in Minnesota, when we are traveling, I'm going to tell you, is probably going to be the hardest part, where I've noticed, because we've done this move before, we've done, not this exact move, but we've done this trip before where we go from Utah to Minnesota, right? And the traveling piece is the hardest piece, because I am really kind of surrendering that space away to refill my cup. So it's really me having to figure out, what do I need right now that I can give myself with being surrounded by people, right? And sometimes it is really just like, okay, we need to stop. I need to like just do a move, right? I just need to move. It may be just us stopping somewhere to get fresh air. It maybe is me listening to a podcast while the kids sleep, or listening to really good music while the kids sleep, or breathing now that I know some techniques to like calm my nervous system, to I can start using those practices while we go on this trip. Because being in a car with children for that long, even if it's over a span of a couple days, is mentally and emotionally exhausting, not to mention physically exhausting, just sitting, right? So making sure that I'm being intentional with how I can still prioritize what I need in those times. And that really comes down to us, me, becoming aware of what I'm feeling and what I feel like I need, right? And then being able to ask myself, how can I fill that need by myself, right? And that's going to obviously look different again than when we get to Minnesota and we're living under somebody else's roof, right? And yes, I'll have more help. I'll have more hands to help me with the kids. So I might have more space on my own, but my workout space is going to be different. I might be walking. I might be running, or I might be, you know, my parents have a workout space in their house. So for them, it's fine there, but it's going to look different. And I feel like sometimes we can get into this mindset of, well, if it doesn't look this way that it looks like when I'm in my own space, I'm not even going to try and do it. But what we can really look at is like, okay, how can I still move my body? How can I still nourish my body with healthy foods? How can I still create the space I need to refuel, right? What are the things that are my daily needs? How can I still plug them in even though I'm going through this huge transition? And it's going to look different than it maybe did when you're not in the transition, right? And the coolest thing is you get to make these rules. You get to make these adjustments. You get to decide, hey, this is what's going on in my life right now. We're moving across the country and I'm going to have to like shift things a little bit. My workouts maybe aren't going to be as long, or, food is going to be a little bit different, or my space by myself is going to look different, but how can I still fill my cup? How can I still create the space that I need to prioritize me? How can I still make sure I'm getting in my daily needs, and what do those look like in this transition, right? So this obviously, right, looks different when let's look at this, not just moving, for example. Let's look at, because I feel like I've been through a lot of different big events that I named off at the beginning. I've literally gone through so many different major life events over the last 10 years, over the last decade of being in business. And I feel like I have done a really good job of being able to shift what I needed without me even knowing it. I think that's been the biggest thing, is like I just intuitively shifted without me really having to think about what I needed. I just shifted and did it, right? So like, let's look at when I had Parker and I went from being a mom of one to a mom of two. That was a huge moment in my life, a huge season in my life where I was exhausted and overwhelmed and burnt out because I was doing it all. But when I look back at those times, I was still prioritizing my workouts. I was still prioritizing getting outside and getting fresh air as much as I could in the Minnesota winters, right? I was still working on my own personal growth, right? And I'm going to do a whole podcast, I think, next week or in the upcoming weeks about just like motherhood identity and like tying it to things, but and share my experience with that with business, because that's something I just uncovered recently that's kind of been mind-blowing to me. But really looking at like, okay, what are some things that I can do for me in this season that has nothing to do with... I was literally mauled by my 2.5-year-old. She got into my room. But what can I do in this season that has nothing to do with my identity as a mom, right? And being able to make sure, and I talked about this last week in the needs, in your daily needs episode, of like really making sure your daily needs, your non-negotiables, are things that are for you, that aren't tied to other identities, if that makes any sense, right? So for me, what this looks like, right? In this season of moving, we are moving. The next couple weeks, most of May, we're going to be moving. So my house is going to be in boxes. My husband's going to be going back and forth from Texas. Grayson's going to be finishing school. We have a bunch of things that need to be happening with like closing on our other house, right? And I am still making sure that I am prioritizing me. And this looks like me making sure I'm getting up before the kids get up to have that morning time, to brain dump in my journal, to have quiet space, to be in my relationship with Jesus, with God in my Bible, or just like being in prayer, right? Making sure I have that space during the days, especially during the days where Nick will be gone through the evening and through the night, and it's just me with the kids all day, right? That I have found has been game changer when it comes to my energy and really making sure that I'm filling my cup, is starting my mornings with that. And I've said this a bajillion and five times, this doesn't have to be a certain time, like a certain time limit. It can be 10, 15 minutes before the kids get up, just so you can literally take your brain and dump it onto paper and get ready for your day, right? The other thing is movement, exercising. Exercising for me is just a huge, it's a part of me. It is a part of my identity where I don't necessarily have to worry about me putting it on a back burner, because it is just a part of who I am, is that physical activity. My body craves it, my body needs it. So whether that is working out, going on a walk, or whatever, usually one of those two things. Usually it's a workout and or with a walk. Also making sure, and this is a new thing I have been adding, is like the pause, like making sure I'm taking time to pause in between each like big chunk of activity, from like mom mode to business mode to mom mode again to wife mode to cool down mode, right? Making sure I'm taking time to pause. And then also, this is a huge one where I don't feel like we talk about, but asking for help and letting my husband know what I need. So when he's gone and then he comes back home, it's going to be my responsibility. I need to take ownership of letting him know when I am feeling exhausted, burnt out, pushed over the edge, so that I can tell him, this is what I'm feeling and this is what I need. I really need some space by myself to just decompress, to refill, to refresh, to just like revitalize myself before we go back into another day, before we go back into another week, right? That is not his responsibility to tell me to take those breaks. It's my responsibility to feel, to be aware of how I'm feeling when I need those, and then use my words and communicate to him, this is how I'm feeling and this is what it looks like for me to feel that need, right? And me doing that. And those are like the things that I'm really focusing on. Also, my nutrition, making sure that like I am eating the vegetables I need, I'm drinking enough water, and focusing on my nutrition. Also, when I talked about movement, like, and being outside, like making sure I am getting that vitamin D from the sunshine. And usually when I'm pausing, I'm taking those moments to pause, I'm usually outside. So I'm kind of doing like a 2-for-1 in there, right? But those are the things that I'm really focusing on over the next month and a half, where we're going through this big transition of moving and traveling and settling into a new place, is making sure that I'm doing those fundamental needs, my non-negotiables, every single day, and just deciding. It's really a choice. It's going into life changes, and I know it's different when it's it's different things, right? When you are in the midst of a loss of a loved one, that is going to look different, and it might look like you just giving yourself the space to grieve. Because I also believe, because I've gone through losses of miscarriages, I lost my grandpa, I've lost animals, and I know for me, I have a hard time giving myself that space to fully grieve and let those emotions flow through me and move through me and just like be in that grief, the crying, the feelings that come with that, the emotions that come with it. So for you, if you're in that midst of just like the loss of a loved one, it might not look like workouts. It might not look like, I don't know, all these other things, but it might really just look like giving yourself the grace to grieve the person, the loved one, and knowing that that's okay, giving yourself the permission to go through that process, right? And also having the permission to have it not look like anything else but what you need it to look like. Do you know what I mean? I also think like, and I can relate this to health and fitness because this is what I've seen so much of in my last decade of being in this industry, of like people, women putting their fitness and their nutrition on the back burner. And I kind of look at it in a different way of like, you can't necessarily put your health and fitness on the back burner, right? Like if you're not working out and you're not eating healthy, you're choosing to not do those things. So that's also a choice, right? You can either choose to work out, exercise, move your body, and eat healthy, or you can choose to not to. And both is fine, but it's not necessarily put on, like, you're not really falling off the wagon, right? You can't really just stop caring about your health and fitness per se. Like, you're still eating food. You're still choosing to move your body or not move your body. Does that make sense? So it's a matter of choosing the things that are going to move you closer to the person you desire to become, and aligning those with the season or the stage or the big event that you're going through so that it's aligned, if that makes any sense. But those are just some tips. I would love to hear from you guys. I know this is a big thing. You can literally use this for any type of big event that you're going through, and just really asking yourself what you need in this situation, in this time, and giving yourself permission to go through that process, whether it's moving or the loss of a loved one or pregnancy or a new child or divorce or remodel of a house or like whatever the case may be, giving yourself the permission to go through it and have it look like how you need it to look, not how you see other people going through the same situation, how they look when they go through theirs. Does that make sense? So taking away that comparison of that, and knowing that like, you can still prioritize yourself through big changes. It just is going to look different than when you're not going through a change. But that doesn't mean that you need to stop putting the focus on you. You can just choose to pivot it or shift it to have it look a little bit different. So I hope this was really helpful for you. I know this is something where it's like, I really want you to be able to continue to focus on you and prioritize you, even though you go through big changes, because that is life. Life is going to throw us changes, and we can't just stop ourselves when we come up against this wall of a big change. We have to continue to move through it and shift how that looks, right? So I would love to know your guys' thoughts on this, your biggest takeaways. Please send me a DM, share, tag me on Instagram or Facebook if you are listening. It's Lauren Ricks at Instagram, and then you can just search Lauren Ricks on Facebook. Also, I am putting in the show notes, my free bundle will be down in there if you want to check out some free content, free trainings that I did last year. You can do that. And you can also jump into my free community, Becoming You community, if you want to just be a part of a community of other women, other moms who are working on this journey. Also, if you have been loving these podcasts, the only way for us to grow, the only way for us to get out there is for downloads and subscription and reviews. So make sure that you subscribe, you share, you download, and you leave a review if it feels if you feel called to. I would appreciate it. And I will see you guys in the next one.